This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. It's been 3 years since a gunman opened fire on a peaceful protest in downtown Dallas, killing 4 Dallas police officers and 1 transit officer. On Monday, a new sculpture honoring the 5 officers was unveiled. Loved ones and colleagues gathered outside Dallas Police Headquarters to remember them. The Dallas Police Honor Guard began the somber ceremony with bagpipes.
Each peace officer made the ultimate sacrifice in his own way.
Albert Martinez is the South Patrol Bureau's deputy chief.
But it was all done with one purpose, to serve his fellow men.
The Bureau Martinez oversees includes the Southwest Patrol Division. 3 of the 5 officers killed were part of that division. They were Dallas officers Lauren Ahrens, Michael Kroll, Michael Smith, and Patrick Zamaripa. Dallas Area Rapid Transit Officer Brent Thompson was also killed.
Like so many of our fallen brothers and sisters, they exemplified the best of us, the true meaning of public service: courage, commitment, and honor.
The shooter on July 7, 2016 was Micah Johnson, an Army veteran. Johnson was later killed by a robot carrying explosives. The newly unveiled memorial was created by Barbo Walker. It sits on the plaza of the Dallas Police Headquarters. The 14-foot-tall, 9-foot-wide sculpture is made of bronze and Texas limestone.
The feeling that my son is on a monument is totally, totally amazing, and I couldn't be more proud as a mother.
Valerie Zamaripa is the mother of Dallas officer Patrick Zamaripa. She says every day is a struggle, but the memorial helps because it means her son and the other officers won't be forgotten. Stella Chavez, KERA News.